Panel 6, The Difficulty of the Path. Huimeng and Kyomsom were tired from climbing up the steep mountainside. They decided to stop for the day and to make camp. Kyomsom built a shelter for them. She gathered some branches and leaves to make a soft bed. Meanwhile, Huimeng prepared their meal. He picked a mushroom and, returning to the shelter, he lit a fire with some tinder fungus. Then the two friends shared their little meal. After they had finished, Huimeng watched night fall over the forest. He and his companion had never felt as alone as they did at that moment.
"We're exhausted. You know, we'll never be able to replace the sacred tree," said Huimeng.
"When I think of our village, with its hearty dinners shared among friends, or its Easter feast, our hide-and-seek parties with Sonsu and Jemmy, all those times by the fireside, listening to Grandpa Wisdom and Grandma Candy, those were happy moments we spent together." Kyomsom looked at him without saying a word. She was thinking of her long-lost friend. Then she looked at Huimeng once again and said,
"Listening to you, I've just understood the last mysterious comment of the ancestor. The thing that's difficult to find, but easy to lose, it's friendship. All those moments of happiness and friendship may have disappeared, but we can bring them back to life if we can find a new sacred tree. The people of the forest are depending on us."
Huimeng looked at his friend and replied, "You are right. From tomorrow, we will continue our search." With lighter hearts, filled with hope, the two friends calmly drifted off to sleep under the stars. A sudden chill woke them. Kyomsom quickly clambered to her feet and noticed, in surprise, a set of tracks crisscrossing their campsite.
"Look, our things have gone!" exclaimed Kyomsom. "Who can have done that?"
Huimeng jumped up and followed the tracks. Suddenly, where the path split in two, he noticed their water bottle on one of the paths. "It went that way. Let's follow it!"